Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch From Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org. Like the ravages of a flood, but I call on the name of Jesus and the power of his blood. I have victory over Satan. Glory to the King of Kings.
Thank you so much for joining us today. Dr. Luana is the president and founder of A Touch From Above. Her burden for America has caused her to dedicate 25 acres to build a place of prayer, Prayer Mountain in Ramona, California, where God's people come from all over the world and pray. It's exciting to see. We also have a university to equip God's people, a church, and this radio program, which reaches millions daily. Dr. Luana's conviction is to always preach the whole counsel of God. As she is ministering, the Holy Spirit is moving upon the hearts of the people to turn them back to Him. Together we can reach the world. Thank you again for listening. We appreciate you. Please contact us at touchfromabove.org, atouchfromabove.org. And now it's time to set your spirit on fire and let Dr. Luana Steins guide you to a life of purpose and fulfillment. To reach Dr. Luana Steins, call 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967. Or visit atouchfromabove.org. Now, Dr. Luana Steins.
God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm Dr. Luana, and this is A Touch From Above, right from our prayer mountain out of Ramona, California. God richly bless you. I just want to encourage you. You know what? It's coming towards the end of the year, and we are a listener-supported program. And your wonderful support, whether big or small, all makes a difference. So I just want to really encourage you to pray and consider giving a monthly gift. You know, I think all the time, if everybody gave something, oh my goodness, let's reach the whole world for Jesus. Amen? Amen. How can you give? atouchfromabove.org. You can give right there on our donation. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Also, you can mail in your gift at ATFA, A Touch From Above, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California. Ladies, gentlemen, we need your support. Thank you so much. Well. My message today is get ready for takeoff. You know, one day, Jesus is going to come in the clouds, and the trumpet of the Lord is going to sound. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and you and I, if we still remain, we shall take off, be caught up together to meet him in the air. You know, and I want to talk about that very important subject, the imminent return of Jesus and the rapture of the church. You know, God has a plan, and I believe many have been confused about the rapture of the church. I have had many Christians say, well, I think we're going to go through the tribulation. I think it's mid-trib. Well, I don't know if it's, are we going up before? Are we going up after? Are we going in the middle? Well, I want to let you know that God's word is very clear. And it's very clear on this topic. But at the same time, I've heard many teach wrong about this topic. And I believe that it has caused a lot of confusion. In Luke chapter 17, I'm going to read out of 34, says, I tell you, in that night, there will be two men in one bed. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two women will be grinding together. One will be taken, the other will be left. Two men will be in the field. One will be taken, and the other will be left. And they answered and said to Jesus, where, Lord? So he said to them, wherever the body is, there the eagles will be gathered together. Oh my goodness. Doesn't it seem like sometimes you read it and you think, what is going on? Well, let's go into the Word of God to understand. Number one, the time is short. And you and I must labor while we still can. When you look at what's happening in Israel, you look what's happening in Russia, you look what's happening in China, North Korea, you can see that God's time clock is clicking. And I believe we're so close to the 11th hour. And it's so important that we understand, you know, what we're going to see is how John goes from seeing earth to seeing heaven. Revelation chapter 1, verse 19. Write the things which you have seen, and the things which are, and the things which will take place after this. After what? Well, if you really, you know, the key in your Bible is reading in context. A lot of people try to take the Bible out of context. They take one or two verses and they make a doctrine out of it. Well, he is, first of all, Jesus is speaking a warning, the letters of warning to the different churches. And when you get to the very last letter, he's talking about the Laodicean church. And what he's writing there is, this is almost, when you think about the church of the Laodiceans, you know, that's, when you study church age, the church age of the Laodicean was like 1905 to now. And what does, you know, here's Jesus. He knew the timeline. He knows the timeline. He says to the Philadelphia, to the church in Philadelphia, you know, he knew that timeline. That timeline was a great big persecution. But you know, let me tell you something. God did not give them warning, but he did give warning to almost all the other churches. And he really speaks a word of warning to the Laodicean church, which is the church of the laity, which means the church of the people's rights. And are we not in that generation right now? And to the angel of the church of Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you're lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Because you say, I'm rich, I've become wealthy, I have need of nothing. And do you not know that you are wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked? And then Jesus comes back in, slam dunk. I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich, and that your white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed. And anoint your eyes with hyssop, that you may see. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens a door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he with me. To him who overcomes, I will grant to sit with me on my throne, as I also overcame and sat down with my Father on his throne. He who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. And then this is where you have to go in Revelation chapter 4. After these things I looked, and behold, a door was standing open in heaven. Let me go back to the Laodicean age. The Laodicean age is the people of the laity, which is today. I've been saved for 43 years, and I've watched throughout the years how the church has begun to compromise in so many areas. Don't get mad at me. I love you. Not everybody, but a lot of the churches have stepped into compromising. You know, it's like the world has entered into the church. I think about this generational church where now it's like, you got to have smoke, you got to have lights, you got to have this, you got to have entertainment, you got to have the great nursery, you got to have the jungle gym, you got to have all this. When did that happen? You see, years ago when Spurgeon and D.L. Moody, Hudson Taylor, and all the great preachers of old, you know what? They weren't worried about that. Their main purpose was preaching this great gospel of repentance so that the people would repent. But see, Jesus knew that the church age in time would get to this place of the Laodicean age, which is the church of the people's right. Don't tell me what to do. I don't have to pay my tithe. I don't have to go to church. You're not my boss. You know what? I'm looking for position. How much do you pay? What's the benefits that you have? I mean, it's one thing after another. And we watch as so many Christians just bounce around. They bounce around from one church to another church to another church to another church to another church. You know, I was thinking, my assistant and I were talking the other day. I said, you know, we ought to have a saint watch list. Website. Watch out for this one because they're about ready to bounce into your place. Watch out for this one. They're about ready, you know, and then have a warning. Well, okay, this one is a troublemaker, causes division in the body of Christ. This one here is uncommitted. This one comes in and tries to fornicate with all the girls. This one here has a problem. Be careful for your offering. It's bizarre. I know it sounds really weird, but we had a box on our wall. And our box had a little thing that slit that you could put finances in. And it was missions for Malawi, missions for certain part, a project that we had in Mexico, and another one that we had in Pakistan, because we were doing a pastor's conference in Lahore, Pakistan, for 400 pastors and their wives. Well, lo and behold, one day after service, one of the ushers went to go prepare and clean out the box. And everything was cleaned out all right. Somebody went up to the box and said, I don't mind if I do. And they helped themselves to all the boxes. Well, you know, I know it sounds bizarre, but we're in that Laodicean compromising age. We're watching where so many times the church becomes an entertainment center. What happens if you take away all the music? I like that song. I can't remember who sang it. When the music fades and all is stripped away. And I, what is it? It's Michael W. Smith. He sings that song. And the reason he wrote that song was there was a time in his life where, you know what, it was all about music. And it was all about him. And he rewrote and regrouped, and God got a hold of him. And he had to regroup and think, what in tarnations am I doing? And why am I doing this? You see, if you're not careful, you can be like the Laodicean age. All of a sudden, you think you're rich, you're good. You know, you got white garments, you got religion, you know. But you know what Jesus said? He said, because you say I'm rich, do you realize that? And I'm just gonna go ahead and ride on and say this. If these pastors that have two or three jets, or they have $20 million homes, they have 20 bathrooms or whatever, they have only got one behind, one butt. Sorry, I'm just going to be straightforward here. If they really understood the value of the gospel getting preached throughout all the entire world, they wouldn't be buying two or three jets. They wouldn't be living in a great big multi-million dollar home. Because you know what? I have traveled around the world by the grace of God, the mercy of God. And I traveled into Malawi, into Mexico, into Africa, up into Australia, up by where the Aborigines, you name it. We've traveled into Seoul, Korea, all the way up to the DMZ borderline. And when you see the urgent need of the gospel that needs to be preached across the globe, and you see all these amazing, wonderful young pastors that are pioneering churches, I'm telling you what, if those pastors really understood the depth of the gospel, they would not be doing that. They would not be purchasing foolish things. You see, when I get on the other side, I get to have a mansion. I don't need a mansion on this side. I don't need a Bentley. I don't need a big fancy car, because I'm not here to try to impress anybody. I'm trying to get people saved. And this is exactly what Jesus was saying to the Laodicean church. He said, unto the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write. He's writing to the pastors of the Laodicean church. These things says the Amen, the faithful and the true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works. You're not cold, you're not hot. I wish that you were either cold or hot. So then because you're lukewarm, warm. You see, you're not fervent fire anymore. You're not willing to lay down your life. In the early days across America, I remember 43 years ago, the altars were packed with young men and young women that would lay down at the altar for hours and pray and cry, "Send me, Lord, I'll go anywhere." You know, but you know what it says here? Do you not know? Because you say, "I'm rich. I've become wealthy. I have need of nothing." Do you not know that you're wretched? This is Jesus speaking. You're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked. Do you realize that the Laodicean church was in a very wealthy area? It was well known for the medical field of eye salve. It was a wealthy area. And here is Jesus telling them, you know, yes, they say, "I'm rich, I've become wealthy, I've need of nothing." And he said, "Do you not know that you're wretched, you're miserable, you're poor, you're blind, and you're naked?" And then he turns right around and counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire. In other words, what is he saying? Let God, the Word of God, refine you. What? In the fire comes the dross of that gold. The impurities come to the top. And the jeweler takes off the dross so that the gold can be pure. You know what Jesus is saying? Our hearts need to be pure. Refined in the fire that you may be rich. He's not talking about finances. Yes, God wants to bless you. But he's talking about rich in faith. And white garments, he's not talking about your clothes. He's talking about purity, holiness. Be therefore holy, for I am holy, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes. You see, they were blind. Jesus is speaking their language in Laodicea, the medical area of eye salve. Anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Why? Because the Laodicean church was blind. And he said, "As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Therefore, be zealous and repent." Well, we don't like to hear that, do we? You see, John, the Revelator, Jesus is speaking to him about all these different churches, which is a timeline of history. If you do church history, I love history. So John goes from earth, taken up, and God is going to show him a revelation of what's happening in heaven. In Revelation chapter 4, reading in verse 19, "And after these things," what things? The church, the warning of the church. "I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet, speaking to me, saying, 'Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this.'" After the trumpet is sound and after God gives warning to the church, you have to remember, "Immediately I was in the spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like, oh my goodness, jasper and sardius, stone in appearance. And there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald. Around the throne were 24 elders, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads." Can I tell you, John is seeing the rapture of the church taken up. The rapture. No, the word rapture is not in the Bible. The Bible says they shall be caught up together to meet him in the air. There's no warning at any time. I'm telling you, Jesus is going to take the church without notice. The bride that is ready, the bride that has made herself ready, will be going up. Now, there are people that, quote unquote, they say they're a Christian, but they're not ready. I want to warn you today. I love you, and I'm here to tell you. The Bible says here, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know the way You know, oh my goodness. Can you imagine the church trying to figure out what? What are you talking about? You know, John goes from seeing earth to seeing heaven. You know, in 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, reading verse 16 through 17, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout. Let me just tell you this. I think a lot of times the confusion are those that are saying they don't realize that Jesus is going to come. The first time he's going to, his feet will not touch the ground. He's going to meet us in the air. He's going to come in the clouds. The second time that he comes in the book of Revelation is for judgment and the wrath of God. You don't want to wait for that time. And you have to understand, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4 says, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds. In the clouds. That's the first time that Jesus is going to come, but he's not coming to the earth yet. We're going to meet him in the air. Thus we shall be with him. We shall be with the Lord. Can I tell you what happens at that time? There is a unbelievable, amazing transformation that takes place. Oh my goodness. It's so awesome. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, and I'm going to read in 52. Well, I should probably start. Let me start 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Can I tell you that in a moment of time, just like that, we're going up, we're going up, we're going up, we're going up with that first resurrection. You know, years ago when I first got saved, we used to sing those old gospel songs, I'm going up, I'm going up, I'm going up with that first resurrection. They'll be coming from the north, they'll be coming from the east, they'll be coming from the south, they'll be coming from the west. Why have we not sing those songs anymore? The time is soon at hand. Jesus is coming, and many are not ready. Now, I'm going to do another one of these tomorrow, so I want you to catch the rest of it. Do not miss out. The imminent return of Jesus is soon at hand. The Bible says, be therefore ready, for no man knows the day or the hour of his coming. And then he says, behold, I come like a thief in the night. You know, if the man would have known that the thief was going to break into his house, guess what? He would have been ready. The Bible says, be ready. Be ready. Dear saints, be ready. You cannot be in the world out there fornicating, getting drunk, acting like a bozo, out there like a bozo idiot, and think you're going to go to heaven. I'm sorry, you cannot be a part of pornography and sexual immorality and lewdness and all kinds of corruption and think, oh, I have a cross on, I'm going to go to heaven. No, you're going to get left behind. And I'm telling you, I cannot tell you how many Christians that I have met that actually think they're going to go to heaven, and they live like the devil's hell, and they want to go be in God's heaven. The Bible says, repent, turn away from your sin. I love you, but hell is hot, and eternity is a long time. There are a million doors into hell, and only one, there's no way out. There's no doors out of hell, and there's only one way to get to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ, by coming to repentance, asking Jesus to forgive you of your sins, ask him to become the Lord and the master of your life. Is he the master of your life today? Pray with me. Jesus, please forgive me for my lukewarmness. Please forgive me, Lord, for everything that I've been doing. Lord, I know I'm not living right and I need to. I am so sorry. Help me to be ready, Lord. Take your word, plant it deep within my heart. In Jesus' mighty name, I pray. Amen. Men. Now, I'm doing part two on this, and I want you to know, you know, when you get into the Word of God and you begin to read, I'm telling you what, it makes my hair stand up. You know, the Old Testament gives a warning to you and I, even in the New Testament. Jesus said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. And we've got to get to that place where Jesus becomes the Lord and the master of our life. Amen? Amen. Thank you so much for listening to my program. I'm Dr. Luana. This is A Touch from Above. Jesus made a way. Don't miss out. I love you. You're important. And don't forget, we're a listener-supported program, and your gift really does help us. Don't think somebody else is giving. When God puts it in your heart, you know what? You give. Give. atouchfromabove.org, P.O. Box 2800, Ramona, California, 92065. Thank you so much for helping us. You're awesome. And I love you. And Jesus is madly in love with you. Quit running from him. Quit running from him. Amen? Amen. God bless you. I love you. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Dr. Luana Stein's. Give online at atouchfromabove.org. Come quickly
to my rescue. A Mother's Story, a compelling book by Dr. Luana Stein's, tells her heart-gripping story of how God can rescue even the least likely in the deepest trial and bring about his plan for her life. A single mother with a murdered husband who battled cancer and overcame impossible odds. Only God could perform such a rescue and bring about his plan for her life, and he can do it for you. This story by Dr. Luana Stein's will inspire you and give you hope. Get your copy today for only $19.95 online at atouchfromabove.org or by calling 760-315-1967. That's 760-315-1967, A Mother's Story.
Are you distracted? Seems like everything gets in the way? Come to A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain, 25 beautiful acres. Walk up to the cross or relax in a small private cabin to pray. Bring your leaders to pray. At Prayer Mountain, God answers prayer. Even Jesus had to get away to pray. Call today and make your reservation, 760-315-1967. Your answer is just a prayer away. atouchfromabove.org.
A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is located in Ramona, California. Dr. Luana dedicated 25 beautiful acres for God's people to pray. Through much prayer, her life was changed. God placed his calling on her life through prayer. God's people from all over the world come and pray at this place. The best thing about our prayer mountain is God's presence is there. Do you need direction? Pray. Do you need help? Pray. Prayer will change your life. atouchfromabove.org is our website. atouchfromabove.org. Small cabins for private prayer, large cabins to accommodate pastors with their leaders. A Touch from Above Prayer Mountain is for you. Call and make your reservation today, 760-315-1967. Again, 760-315-1967. God bless you.
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
Are you a woman called of God? Have you been told over and over women can't preach? Are you confused about the scripture in Timothy? You know you are called, but don't know how to step into your ministry. Order Dr. Luana's book, A Woman Called of God. She brings clear understanding of the scriptures and why women can preach. You will read how Satan tried to stop her, to keep her from stepping into her calling. Dr. Luana is called to train and equip thousands of women to step into their full-time ministry, to fulfill their call as a woman called of God. You can order her book today, A Woman Called of God. Go to our website, atouchfromabove.org, or call 760-315-1967. We are so grateful for you listening, and we thank God for your support. May God richly bless you.